Good morning. It's 11:33 a.m. on, what is it, Thursday? April Fool's Day, April 1st, 2021. No joke. I considered it, but it's like, no. I thought about taking one of the pictures from when all the snow was on the ground and saying this is the weather today, but it's not. It's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day. It's crisp, not quite 60 degrees. I think it was 56 outside my back door. Sun is up high in the sky. Not quite due south yet, but getting there. Blue sky all around. Beautiful spring day. It really is. So, where have I been? God knows. I've been lost in the fog. I've been I think it was Commander Cody in the Lost Planet Airmen, lost in the ozone again. Is that the song? I think so. I've been lost in the ozone. It's not like I've been, drunk for the last week. It's just, I haven't even had a drink in the last week, I don't think. I'm pretty sure I would remember, because it's a rarity. Focus has been something that has been almost completely lacking. It's been a struggle. I'm not sure exactly why now. It's been 2 weeks since my last shot, so I am fully vaccinated. It's still going to be a while before I go out without a mask. Anything I can do to help cut down transmission. Because the shots aren't going to prevent me from picking it up and then becoming infectious. My kids will be eligible for the vaccine in a few days. I'll need to find them. Appointments, and it's going to be tough. Because everybody under the age of 60 will become eligible. It was hard enough when it was just 65 or over, or 60 or over. It was already hard enough to find an appointment. We'll see. But ARK Survival Evolved has taken big chunks out of my day. And I have a hard time getting upset about it. I have made my 2K a day goal. A couple of days it was like 2001, 2099. But I ended up the month of March. My goal for the month was, let's say it was 62,000, well, yeah, it must have been 62,000, 31 days, 2K a day, 62,000 words. And I ended up the month with like 73,000. So even though I missed a day, one day in the middle of the month, I can't get too upset. I met the goal, exceeded the goal, made back, I don't know, 3 or 4 days. From January. I'm getting my word count per day up. I don't know what it is now, but it's not 2,000, but it's a lot closer than it was at the end of January. The story keeps rumbling. I have no idea. I have this a kind of a kind of dread. I've got two competing mindsets running. One is, I'm only going to be able to keep a small fraction of these words. It's almost 200,000, 180, what was it, 188,000 this morning. So it's almost 200,000 words, which would make a really long book. But I'm not sure all those words go with this, go in the same story. I'm not sure all of the words go together. And I'm okay with that, because that means I'm really writing two books, or maybe, three books. I'm not going to try to yell over this guy in the lawnmower. Hang on a second. Mostly behind me now. So if I get to 240,000 words, then that could theoretically be three books, because 80,000 words is my threshold for, I'm not going to, you know, that's my threshold for, this is a novel, it's 80,000 words or longer. That said, a phrase that I hate, but I use it too often, which may be why I hate it. That said, oh my God, there's some guys up here with leaf blowers. Jesus. That's what I get for not going out at 7 o'clock. Although, to be fair, at 7 o'clock it was cold and still pretty dark. And I'd only been up a half an hour, so yeah, there's that. But, Owner's Share was 225,000 words in its first draft, and I cut out enough to take it down to 195,000, and it didn't hurt the story at all, other than some minor continuity issues that alright, I'm gonna let these guys blow their leaves. I'm not gonna try to yell over them. Chatting over something there in the corner. So yeah, I cut out 35,000 words, I think. Cut it down 190 something. I want to say 193, 195, somewhere. I don't know. It's a brick. If you've ever seen the trade paperback edition of Owner's Share, it's a brick. That book is huge. And because it's got a lot of pages, it's expensive. And I had to cut it down enough to be able to get it so that it would get through. What was it that they used? Create Space? I think so. Whatever it was. The old pre-KDP paperback Amazon adjacent, whatever. Anyway, because the page limit there was 700 pages. I'm sure I've mentioned it before, but I had to shave the margins and drop the point size so that the font size in Owner's Share is smaller, the margins are narrower than it is in any of the other books. That's the only way I could get it under 700 pages. Well, short of carving out another 300,000 words. 300,000. Another 30,000 words. Man, my mouth and numbers are having trouble today. Oh, scamper, scamper, scamper. get away from me, you little plague carrier. This prairie dog village, they've done a really crappy job of getting rid of the prairie dogs because they're back. There's, oh crap, I don't know, there's like a dozen mounds. Or there used to be only like four or five. Coming up on it, get ready to sit with me. Monk post. Probably didn't hear it because I caught my sweatshirt on it. So yeah, the prairie dogs are back with a vengeance. And to be fair, it's not the prairie dogs, it's their fleas that carry the hantavirus, which causes, I think it's bubonic plague. Somebody always comes, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 people get it every year here in Colorado. One more reason to stay indoors and play online games. So I'm out of the breeze, I'm out of the wind, sun is beating down. It's a gorgeous day. I didn't wear my windbreaker today. I did not need it. There is the faintest of breezes blowing. One of the people here on the street has a little wind cup. And an anemometer or whatever the hell you call it. It's a little spinner with... Looks like three little eggshells on it. Spins around with the wind, measures the rotation, tells you what the wind speed is. It's not moving very fast, I'll tell you that. Anyway, so yeah, the book is coming along. The book is, I can see the character movement in it. When I think back to the beginning of it and I think of what I got now, it's like, I'm really leaning into the idea that I've really got two books here in this one file. And I need to find the end of this to see if I've got two or three. If I've got three, this is all bonus territory. If I can get even two out of the last, I'm going to say last 3 months' work, that's bonus territory. If I only get one, fine. I get one. I suspect there's enough extra content there. I could probably spin off something. What am I reading? If you saw my blog post for the month that went up at like 2 o'clock this morning, I put in a link to the T.S. Valmont Exodus. I kept calling it Exile, but it's Exodus. And I really need to get back into that series because the first book was pretty good. But I got stuck into the Witches of Keating Hollow. I'm friends with Deanna Chase. Oh, friends, maybe overstating it. Deanna Chase and I belong to the same writing community. And she was talking about this Witches series and how she just keeps tossing more books into the list. And it's... it's not necessarily the thing that she would like to be writing, but she just can't seem to stay away, which reminded me so much of Ishmael, and I couldn't help but go take a second look. I read the first book a while ago. I think I mentioned it when I first read it. I'm up to book number, 7? I finished the last one, not last night, but the night before. I grabbed the next one yesterday morning.
Rumble.
And another one, yes. Boys with their toys. But yeah, I'm still enjoying it. I think I'm about to run off the end of the series, in which case I'm probably going to go back to Valmont. Because I'd like to know what happens next. I still haven't got to For the Love of Violet yet. Or Violet in Love of Blue. Audrey Fay's book. I'm being a lot more active in the Create Kit communities these days. That's also been a bit of a distraction. On the one hand, it's good to get my head into some different kinds of writing. It's all nonfiction. It's all about, you know, about. Most of it is like talking about marketing, talking about writing for a living. There's a big writing for a living podcast that I talked about a little bit. Oh, paintball people, this is what they're doing. I talked about it a little bit when it first came out, because it was, you know, it says for writers, but it's really for nonfiction people. Those putts were their paint guns. I guess they were testing them. So I put up a post in the community about writing for a living from the fiction perspective. I need to resurrect the old Pirates Don't Buy Crackers, because there's a lot of people who are chasing numbers, and chasing numbers is it's just dumb. Because quite frequently the numbers don't mean anything. This morning they had a crosslink. They've got it's actually a very nice podcasting guide for, you know, how to use a podcast to help sell your product and services. And for nonfiction people, this is cool. And given that I'm a fiction writer and still doing a podcast, It has a lot of value. They had a really good framing around it, and I went in and left a long comment praising them for it. But I get that they're working really hard to gain traction in the nonfiction/services market for their email service. It's a good service. I like it. I pay for it. I pay a lot for it. But it's worth it. I have the revenue to support it, so I can't complain too much. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.